I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
That's what I really like about this team. They're young. They don't know what they don't know. The toughest guy in my neighborhood was the guy that wasn't afraid. And we got a lot of guys that aren't afraid on this team.
Maryland coach Mike Loxley, and if Jeremy, he says two things about his team. Well, we're young, and they don't know what they don't know. These are not stirring words going into a season.
Yeah.
You know?
It's, well, we had Loxley on this week and had a chance to talk to him about, you know, a couple of different things with the team.
Right.
And I was asking about depth, and he was like, that's the one area of concern that we really have. We're going to figure out what we have here. And the way Lee Sterling made it sound this morning, like Florida Atlantic's replacing a lot. I mean, a ton. I was doing some research, and I think I said this yesterday, like Western Michigan plays Michigan State today, and Western Michigan has two returning players on offense, and I think it's a wide receiver and a tight end. They're replacing their whole entire linebacking core. I mean, that's a lot of stuff to kind of figure out. And Maryland has some pieces that they're replacing as well. But I just don't know, like, what are expectations realistically for Maryland football year after year?
I think you hope for 6 wins. You know, you're in a Big Ten. When they first joined the Big Ten, my thought was try to be like Indiana. Be really good in basketball and do what you can in football. And that is the way that I would have done it. They didn't ask me. But when it comes to football, you got to remember that they are in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
You know, Loxley making $6.1 million a year, that is 14th in the Big Ten. This is the level that we're talking. If you do decide to make some kind of move with Loxley, who would want that job? You know?
Yeah. I mean, and Loxley will get picked up somewhere else. I mean, you're talking about a guy that was the offensive coordinator at Alabama. He knows what he's doing. He's brought in some good players, but again, how do you compete with some of these other schools? You're in the Big Ten facing Michigan, Ohio State,
every year.
Penn State every year.
Iowa, yeah.
Yeah, and those teams are going out and spending what on, you know, whether it's players, whether it's the facilities to make it look better. Maryland's, they're fine. But again, like if they created these super conferences, are they a team? They belong because of the television markets
and all the other stuff. Yeah.
But talent-wise, where are they going to be? Would you expect them to be in the lower half more times than not? Probably. You know, if you like, if this, even now, I was looking at the projections for the Big Ten and seeing some of the teams that are in the bottom half of it. And it's like, I get it. It's probably going to be those same teams year after year, except for when you have that one season and you make a run and everybody's like, whoa, did you see Mississippi State's way better than we thought this year? Or Northwestern's better than we thought? You get those teams. And in the ACC, there's a bunch of them like Georgia Tech and NC State. It's not knocking them. I just don't know what their ceilings are when it comes to college football.
And I think Maryland could be easily lumped in with them. I you know, I understand a move to the Big Ten. It was a good move. I mean, and now from what I understand, their share every year is up around $100 million.
Yeah.
Each school in the Big Ten gets that kind of money. So I get it. But, man, you got no chance in football. You really don't. You know, Friesen came in and surprised everybody and stomped on the ACC for a while. Well, you can stomp on the ACC, but you can't stomp on the Big Ten. That ain't happening, you know?
Yeah. And again, like, if we get what everybody believes is going to happen, like, if the ACC doesn't have somebody show out this year, Miami, Florida State, Clemson, whoever it may be, could you have a surprise team? Like, Syracuse was a surprise last year, but they lost a lot.
Yeah.
So you look at that, if they don't have somebody really get into that playoff and we have a situation where the Big Ten and SEC feast on that conference, what happens if we get two super conferences and they just go, hey, we're playing our own national championship because
that's what'll happen. Yeah. That's what'll happen. And cause if they break off in the early 80s, they created something called the college, College Football Association, something, yeah. And it kind of broke away from the NCAA, and schools started doing their own broadcasts and things like that. So there is a precedent for this, but I see something like that happening. You are going to have two super conferences, and everybody else is going to be left. And I kind of offhand made this comment a couple of hours ago here. When they break off, is everybody that doesn't get to break off with them, that's going to be college sports, because if they break off and do that, then it ain't college anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand the relationship between paying players and a college. I just don't get that. You know, I mean, look, the court decision came, you know, the NIL, that's a reality and everything, but what do we have here? I mean, are you just borrowing the school's name? You know,
yeah,
because you know those kids aren't going to class. Why would you? You can transfer every year. By the time you find out you're on academic probation, you can be somewhere else. You know,
I think we're going to see a bunch of that happen. And again, I was joking with you, like the player that had the Penn State tattoo, the Georgia hoodie, yeah. And the Florida State hat on. And it's like, are we going to have guys that have bets in the locker room in the NFL? And it's like, hey, that was one of the colleges I went to. I'll bet you this. It's just kind of crazy the way things are going. And it has kind of turned into that AAU basketball mentality of, oh, this coach isn't letting me play, I'll go to another team. Oh, this coach didn't get how I... So, and I'm not saying that there aren't people that have bad situations, but there are some that create them on their own.
And how long is it until you get a LeBron James type situation where you get the number one recruit in the country and he decides he wants to play with this guy and this guy and this guy and he brings his own people in? See, that can happen.
Well, and we've already seen some of it happen with coaches getting picked up on coaching staffs.
Yeah.
You know, hey, my AAU coach is now an assistant coach on the staff. Well, how'd that happen? Well, yeah. I guaranteed he'd come there, and this is the deal I got.
You know, it was bad. It's always been bad, but it's never been this kind of bad. Let's take a call real quick here. Jeremy, this guy says he went to college with me.
Oh, yeah?
Jerry in Sarasota.
Hey, it's Terry. That's okay. Bruce, yeah, I did go. I talked to you a couple of times. By the way, who's the most famous person to come out of ECU? Can you tell me?
Flounder? Animal House?
Yep, you got Stephen Furst.
Yeah.
He graduated the same year I did.
Is that right?
That's the kind of people we have there.
Yeah.
Now, if they would have had beer pong back in the day, we might have got scholarships for that. Anyway, so I wanted to ask Jeremy a question. If we, the Orioles signed Chapman, can you imagine the promo for T-shirt night? A wife beater.
Oh, see.
I know when Jeremy wasn't there, I was going to try to wedge that in.
It's good.
No, he's a VCU guy. Yeah. That right there, that tells you. Yeah. You can't hide that. Thanks,
yeah,
Jerry.
We're talking about party first.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, man. That's good stuff.
I think he was responding to my line about if you graduate in the top 110% of your high school class. I was really hoping. When Old Dominion started a program and James Madison started winning, that VCU would have football. I was really praying for that. But when they went to the A-10, oh, that went out the window.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's and you look at a lot of these programs, too. We're seeing some of these schools that weren't Division I schools now becoming it and getting into some of these conferences. I was complaining about James Madison in the season they had and not getting invited to a bowl game. Or was it James Madison or Old Dominion?
I think it was
James
Madison. Old Dominion had a good year.
Yeah. It was Madison, and because of the rules and the way it's stated, they're not allowed to. And I just thought that was weird. Somebody explained it to me, but I forgot the reason why. But I really feel like if you were a Division II school or lower level and you come up and play and you win and you have a great year, why would you be,
yeah,
you know, why would they hold that against you?
I agree. And speaking of Madison, see, it's still Madison because when I was in school, they were Madison. They weren't James Madison yet. But the conference that they're in, that they rebuilt it a couple years ago, the Sun Belt, and they added James Madison, and they added Southern Miss, and they added, it's a pretty nice little football conference right now.
Yeah, and I, by the way, in college football, you're hoping some of these conferences get better TV deals. The MAC, as we talk about MACtion on the weeknights, they get to showcase them. Like, if I'm a college kid and I know I'm going to be on ESPN a lot of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday games, I mean, I think that's appealing to some of these guys.
I got a story for you about that real quick, and then we'll go to break. One year, I was doing a weekly player show with LaRon McLean. You remember LaRon McLean? And we had Ray Rice on. And it was at the ESPN zone. And everybody was all happy to see Ray Rice and everything. Well, it was going into the bye week. So in the show, said to Rice, said, well, what are you doing for bye weeks? Oh, man, I'm going back to Rutgers. They're going to retire my number. Nobody's ever going to wear number 27 at Rutgers ever again. And McLean looked at him and he said, I went to Alabama. He said, if we retire numbers down there, it won't be any numbers left.
Yeah.
So everybody started laughing, and then he waited like a professional comedian. He waited for the laughter to die out, and then he turned to Rice, and he said, I did see you play in college. And Rice said, really? He said, yeah, y'all used to burn up Thursday nights. Yeah. Place went crazy.
That's crazy.
Absolutely crazy. All right, coming up, what are your expectations for Zay Flowers in 2025? Is this the year he jumps into elite receiver territory? That will be an interesting subject. We're going to talk about that next. Take your calls too, 410-583-1057.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com. Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Bruce Cunningham sitting in for both Rob and Ed. I know I've been putting on weight, Jeremy, but I don't think I can do two people at once. I don't know.
I mean, if I wanted to disappoint two people at the same time, that's what I would do.
All right, the song coming in with Sly and the Family Stone.
Mm-hmm.
I got a music question for both of you. Biggest waste of career. Was it Sly Stone or Brian Wilson?
I think it's Sly Stone.
Really?
Well, because like, yeah. Well, think about this. And the reason why is he didn't have the rights to any of his music.
No.
And he wound up being
living
homeless.
In a van. Yeah.
And again, like both of them are geniuses, but there was something about Sly where he took pop music, jazz, rock, and it just intertwined all of it.
He crossed over.
Yeah.
The Beach Boys were never able to cross over. But the reason I compare him to Brian Wilson is that Brian Wilson ate acid every day for a year in 1964 and 65, because nobody would tell him not to, you know, and he was never the same after that. His brothers tried to support him, but I'm just saying, I could probably argue either ends of that question.
See, if that would have been me, I'd be thinking of like really weird stuff like, does Medusa's pubes, are they snakes too? Like, that's some of the things I think about when I'm in my spaceship. Like, is her pubic hair snakes or no? No, you've never thought about that? Nobody, just me?
Never once has that ever crossed my mind.
But since you said that, what happened in the mythology if you looked at Medusa's head?
He turned to stone.
Well.
Yeah, well, hey.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Don't make me come out and say it, but
hey, I'm rock hard, baby. It's all because of you.
Medusa. See, this is why you're so good, you know? Ed Norris could sit there for 4 years and not think up Medusa, you know? He could. I'm serious. All right. Zay Flowers. The expectations for him this season. The passing game, I don't think, is going to change a whole lot. Because Lamar scrambles so much, and when you scramble, you look for your tight ends, and that's why the tight ends put up big numbers in this team. I don't know that any of these receivers are going to jump ahead of the others.
Yeah, I think, for me, it's Zay, and we forget, too, that he wasn't even in the playoffs last year.
Right.
You missed out on one of the most explosive players you had on offense, and you still didn't punt. You just turned the ball over too many times. I think Zay was kind of turning into something. The big thing that we talk about, though, is like with his size, you worry about longevity,
yeah,
right? The undersized guy, if you're going to use him on sweeps and different things, can he get down more? Can he get out of bounds? He's so good at making guys miss that he does that jump back, and if pursuit is behind him, he's going to get hit. But he's had some really big plays in the postseason, in the regular season, and I think he's the one guy from a wide receiver standpoint that Lamar knows he can trust. I think Rashad Bateman got some of that last year as those two got on the same page.
But yeah, I don't disagree with that. But as far as Flowers goes, you're right about being small like that. But if you notice, I'm very impressed in how willing he is to go across the middle.
Yeah.
A lot of small guys don't want any parts of that. But if you look at him, at least half his catches came in the middle of the field.
But I think some of that has to do with trust with your receiver.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Davante Adams, who now might have to play with Jimmy Garoppolo, when he was with the Raiders, he's like, this guy's getting me killed. If you watch the wide receiver doc that they had or the series on Netflix,
yeah.
Like they're over there, he's like, man, he's getting me murdered out there. Because if you're going to sail the ball, and even with the fact that wide receivers get protected a lot more than they used to, they're still going to get hit and get laid out because guys are going to see it. They're going to react.
Nature of the game.
It's just nothing you can do about it. But I still think, looking at this group that you have here, you have a lot of mouths to feed. That's why it's really hard to say that, yeah, this guy's going to be the guy or that guy's going to be the guy, because in any given game, you could see one, like, pick a receiver, one of the three, pick two of the tight ends, and just say, with those five guys, anyone could get over 100 yards and have two touchdowns in a game.
And the way Lamar plays, running your route is just the first part. You run your route, and then you look back and see what he's going to do. If you can run secondary or even third route, you're going to be successful with a Lamar Jackson. That's why it's hard for me to predict anything a receiver is going to do on this team, because so much of his throws are like fire bell, you know? He scrambled, hey, there's a, you know, and that's kind of the way it worked. Now, it works for him, and it works for the Ravens, but it's tough to figure out what receiver's going to do what, you
See,
know?
And I think Todd Monken deserves a ton of credit for this.
And
it's not, it's the receivers, but it's also the system. And if you go back to when Greg Roman was here, there were a lot of people criticizing his passing game where we saw receivers in the same area. Like, the whole point of why route running is so important, it's just like a pitcher pitching out of an arm slot. If I can throw out of this arm slot and the ball does something different than what it did before, you're thinking this pitch is coming and whoop, here's what you get. You get your slider or whatever. The same thing with the receiver when he's running his route. If his route looks the same every time, he's going to get that break on you and beat you.
Yeah.
And that's why guys like, you know, I hate using the under-athletic white guy that always gets brought up, like the Hunter Renfros and you saw Ladd McConkey. But that's why you see those guys come in where it's like, I don't know that he's overly athletic, but because he's such a good route runner, he can have success in the league.
Yeah, and you're probably on to something there. We already piled on Jerry Jones a lot for the Micah Parsons trade.
Do more.
Yeah, we're going to do some more. Is it Jerry's lowest point as owner GM of the Cowboys? It's hard to figure out the lowest point. So I don't know if it's that. But anyway, we're going to tackle that coming up. And also, if you want to weigh in, love to hear from you. 410-583-1057. A little funk to get you going this morning. Welcome back. Morning show. Bruce Cunningham sitting in for both Rob and Ed. I didn't know how I was going to refer to that, by the way. Who am I filling in for? Both of them, right?
Well, you're sitting in Rob's chair.
Yeah.
Just say Rob Norris and Ed Long. We got Bruce is filling in for both of them.
Ed Long. I like that. Yeah. that's actually really funny to me. I don't know why. All right. He's on TV right now. We kicked Jerry Jones's butt pretty thoroughly a little earlier, but it really deserves to be revisited. I'm of the opinion, and I know Eric DaCosta agrees, Ozzie not so much, but I'm not trading a number one for no reason, no way, no how. You know, for a lot of reasons. One of them is for what it's going to cost. I would rather draft a superstar and get him on a rookie contract than bring somebody else in. That's just me, you know? But
I would say more times than not, I agree with you. It like there are those moments where you go, is this the piece that puts us over the top? And then you bite the bullet. But there's so much value in having a first round pick, especially when your GM drafts the way he drafts. You know, and it doesn't have to be first round. How well have they? I was talking about this. They had three undrafted free agents make their team on a loaded team.
Yeah.
So they find talent. Like even we were just talking about Tucker on draft. You look at all these guys, look at all the kickers they brought in that were here in Ravens camp over the years that are now kicking around the league.
Did I ever tell you the story about the first time I saw Tucker? We're out there. It's on a Sunday morning and it's a mini camp and it's Mother's Day. But they're having this mini camp on Mother's Day. So we're all out there and Rob was there. Rob had a white shirt, black tie, black pants. I told him he looked like security. Yeah. So anyway, this skinny kid wearing number 9 is out there kicking everything. And who the hell is this? So we said to Chad Steele, said, Chad, who is that? And Chad looked at his list and said, I don't know. So he ran back in the building and he sees Ozzie. And he says, who's that wearing number 9 out there? Oh, from Texas. Kid named Tucker. Justin Tucker. He comes back out, Justin Tucker from Texas. But that's literally the first time any of us ever saw him.
Because
Billy Cundiff was entrenched. Even though he missed that field goal in New England, I mean, that was still an upset for Tucker to come in and up.
To come in and take his job. We've looked at this in years past, but there have been guys like Graham Gano, Steve Hauschka, Will Lutz.
Yeah.
Like, there's been so many kickers that have been here that have gone on and kicked elsewhere. That's why I had the fact that they drafted a kicker and things got a little dicey for Loop early on and people were questioning it. I'm going, how many times have they really missed in looking at kickers? They brought in some of the best.
I have no problem with Loop whatsoever. I love his demeanor more than anything. He's a guy that's going to miss a kick and it's not going to crush his world. You know, that's just the impression I get from that kid. Yeah,
I had somebody point out and say, if Rasheen Ali scores a touchdown and Loop kicks the extra point, is that an Ali Loop? No, it's not working for you. I thought it was clever. I didn't
A good board op. A good board op would have the rim shot ready.
He's got it ready at the end of the show. He doesn't have it up now. But getting back to the Parsons thing, they're getting murdered, the Cowboys are, over this because of what you traded and what you got back. And trust me, there's value in two first-round picks, but if the Packers play the way that they should play, those are the mid-20s to even higher pick in the draft, and there's not as much value as... But you could take one or two of those and move up. There's this big thought process that Jerry Jones wants to be a part of the March for Arch, as they call it, because everybody believes the Saints are in for Arch Manning and they're going to tank.
Yeah.
And now people are saying, are the Cowboys going to tank to try to get Arch Manning? And we shall see. But like the problem that I see with all of this is if you'd have done this at another time, it falls in line with the other Dallas team that screwed things up and then got it handed to them with Cooper Flagg. You traded Luka Doncic. You could have got so much more for him if that's what you're going to do if you had put it out there. They didn't want to. They wanted to be secretive about it. Apparently, the Packers and Cowboys have been talking about this for a few days, and this is what they came up with. And I feel like Jerry Jones got the low end of this. For a player of Micah Parsons' caliber, I think you could have got three first-round picks or even more. Maybe two first-round picks in two seconds.
Your point is good, though, about how does Dallas use their picks. They're not very good at drafting. You know, they really aren't.
Well, it's Jerry Jones making the selections, and it's like, has this game passed him by? Now, I'll give him credit. Like, he drafted Travis Frederick out of Wisconsin, a center, and everybody's killing him, and Frederick had a great career.
Yeah, he's a good player.
But name the ones in recent years where you're going, yeah, that's the one. Check this guy out.
I can't.
Just not there.
And it kind of it makes you appreciate the Ravens a little bit more because their whole thing is based on scouting and drafting, you know, and it always has been. It's the best way to go about it. The other thing about the Ravens, and I don't know if you ever knew this, but in the early days, Ozzie used to be a lot more forthcoming with us because in the old complex, you could move around and walk around a building and all that. Now, it's like going to the CIA. You know, you stay there. You know, don't move. They'll pull guns on you.
Put your phone away.
Yeah. But Ozzie told us in the very earliest days, like 96, 97, he said a big portion of our evaluation is, are they an a-hole or not? They didn't want a-holes in their locker room, and they were very careful not to do it. And with one, two, maybe three exceptions, that holds true to this day. The Ravens are usually a pretty good bunch of people, and I wonder how many teams screen for a-holes.
Can you isolate that?
Obviously, no, Dallas.
Scream for a-holes? No, but Bruce, like,
I think I had that PSA account for a while.
No, but you're right, though, when you talk about how this team is drafted. And you know, they got a lot of criticism for the Mike Green pickup because of saying we have a zero tolerance policy and you grab that guy. Well, that's not necessarily a zero tolerance policy. But I also believe, I mean, we talked about it ad nauseum on the show. Like, was anything proven guilty? There are two separate incidents. There's some smoke. Maybe there's some fire. But what do you do when something like, you remember the punt god, the kid that was drafted out of San Diego State? There was a rape accusation with him.
Yeah.
And I think it was the Buffalo Bills who just cut him. Just, all right, see you later. Then it comes out the accusations were false. And it's like, what happened to this poor kid now? He got picked up by another team, but never really got back.
What happened? I think he lawyers up real fast, and I think he gets a big check from the team that cut him for that. Yeah. But yeah, in his case, in Green's case, he was acquitted. There was no... in fact, I guess he's got it on his record, but still, he was acquitted. So I don't know that a zero-tolerance policy comes into effect if you got a guy that was acquitted. And plus, these alleged things happened before they got him.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that, too. 410-583-1057. Joe in Baltimore, what's going on?
Hey, man, how you guys doing this morning?
Doing well.
Hey, listen, I'm usually on your side with what you say and stuff, but you just said something that I can't get down with, man. You said that the Cowboys do not draft well.
Okay.
And I have to say that, you know, that's, in my opinion, that's incorrect. I mean, the reason...
Give me some examples, Joe. Give me some examples.
Okay, so I'll just say, let's exclude 2023 because that was a bad draft for
us.
But outside of that, we got Tyler Smith, all-pro guard, 2022. We got Micah Parsons, 21, CeeDee Lamb, and Trayvon Diggs back-to-back in 2020. We didn't select in 2019 in the first round. We had 2018 Leighton Vander Esch, who, outside of injury, ended his career.
But you don't get to take that away. You got Leighton Vander Esch was banged up. I mean, he was a good player, but never got to his full promise of what he could be because of the injuries. And again, like, you can sit here and give a few instances of them drafting well and pick players out. The Micah Parsons pick, why'd they get... Where were they drafting there when they got him? I mean, you're drafting towards the top end. You find some of these players. The one thing I'll give you is I feel like Jerry Jones has done a fairly good job on that offensive line of finding players. But, I mean, he does reach so much in the draft. So much.
All right, Joe. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. He makes a good point, though. That was a little broad statement by me. They have drafted some good players, but by and large, they're not really known for that. You know, they just aren't.
No, and I'm right here on, you know, we'll have to see what this year looks like with Tyler Booker and some of the other guys. I like the kid Jaden Blue, the running back from Texas. But you go back to last year, and like he said, it wasn't really a great draft. Tyler Guyton, Nealand, BB. I mean, you start looking at some of the names, and I can sit here and go through it, and you're going, 2023 wasn't a great draft.
Just because you pick late is not an excuse. The Ravens pick late just about every year.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the ones that they've hit on, when you hit a home run on CeeDee Lamb, you're picking 17. Micah Parsons was 12. You feel like that guy should have went higher after watching him play, both of them. But, yeah, those are great picks.
Well, Jeremy and I are both Anne Arundel County guys now, transplants. Mm-hmm. Julie is calling in from Pasadena. So, Julie, you're among friends here.
Bruce!
Hey!
My VCU guy. Hey, the schedule came out yesterday. I didn't call to talk about VCU, but we do play Cop and Stu this year.
I saw that.
I am calling because my son went to Mount St. Joe and played football with Marlo Wax, and he was an undrafted free agent, made the Chargers squad.
How about that?
And out of Syracuse. And then another boy he played with, I think, got selected in the draft with the Raiders, Dante Thornton.
Uh-huh.
So just, you know, a Baltimore connection. I was kind of hoping when Marlowe wasn't selected, maybe he would fall as an undrafted free agent with the Ravens. But yeah. Just a little Baltimore connection there. Check out the Mount St. Joe's guys and go okay. Ravens.
Thanks, Julie. I appreciate that. You know, Jeremy, the biggest change in local sports, and I know you don't follow it much, that I've seen in 35 years since I moved here is the improvement of high school football.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember we lived in Perry Hall when we first moved here, and my son was about 3. And I said, well, let's walk over to high school and see what's going on. So we walked through the woods to the high school. They're getting ready to play a football game, a varsity football game. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's no stands, and there's no scoreboard. And I said to myself, this is a 4A high school in Maryland, you know. But it has increased exponentially over the years, and it's to the point now where it's a pretty good product. But back then, it was just brutal, you know, and you didn't see many guys going to the NFL, and, you know, there's reasons for that. But here's the thing that really floored me. I learned that there was no football in public schools in Baltimore County until 1968. Did you know that?
No.
That's a long time, you know. If you were a football player prior to that, you went to Calvert Hall or you went, you know, to some private school. But Baltimore County didn't start playing football until 1968. It's crazy to me.
It seems that far back. And again, like you've talked about, everybody would say, what, Ohio, Florida, Texas, hotbeds for football.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. But I think there's more and more picking up here locally as you're seeing some of the talent that's gone on to the league.
There are. And I remember Tavon Austin is probably the best high school player I ever saw. And I can't remember the kid's name, but when he was with the Rams, the Ravens traded for a receiver that was on the team with the – I can't remember his name, and I don't think he stayed here long. But when he came and he had his presser, somebody said, did you talk to Tavon after the trade was made? He said, oh, yeah, I talked to Tavon right away. Well, what was his advice on coming to Baltimore? And he said, be careful.
Makes sense.
410-583-1057. The shovels are next. Did I participate in the shovels or did I just watch you?
You can. I mean, if you like, it's up to you, depending on what you want to do. But I'll tell you my shovel. I'll tease it. There was somebody that made a huge statement and guaranteed something.
Uh-oh.
And then a minute later, that guarantee was wrong. I'll tell you who that was in our shovel.
The shovel's up next. Stick around.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I am the interloper. I am the substitute here. So by no means am I going to start Shovel of Wisdom. Jeremy, this is all you.
All right, well, I'll kick it off, and it goes to Michael Irvin. So if you guys missed it, Michael Irvin was on, I think it was ESPN, or NFL Network, one of the two, it doesn't matter. And they were interviewing him, and they asked him about Micah Parsons. And his words were, "I guarantee Micah Parsons isn't going anywhere."
Ouch.
And then 60 seconds later, the headline was Micah Parsons traded to the Packers. Talk about your all-time backfires.
There's a shovel.
I mean, like, again, it's people make statements like this all the time, where whether you want to call it hot takes or you just draw the line in the sand and that's where you're going to stand. And more times than not, I would think Michael Irvin would be right on this. But Rob said it. Rob called me yesterday after the trade went down, and he was like, Micah Parsons is one of those guys that just, as they say, he was standing on business. He wasn't budging. So, and I think maybe Jerry Jones started to get that feeling and said, this is our best option, but they could have got more back for
him. Well, the thing to remember, and you know what? Let's just go have Jerry Jones a shovel just because. Okay. The thing about Jerry Jones you have to remember, Jeremy, is that he's smarter than everybody else. He knows way more than everybody else. That's why he's won all those, you know, Super Bowls in the 2000s, you know. Oof. It's like I like to say to Steeler fans, they like to brag about those six rings, and I always tell them, well, a couple of those rings are getting pretty dusty, you know? And Dallas, what is it, 96?
Yeah.
Did you see the meme, the floppy disk, has Dallas Super Bowl highlights?
Yeah. Well, that was, as you point that out, we were joking with Rashawn, our resident Cowboy fan.
That's why he's here.
And we were talking about, he was talking about all their great games, and he was showing us the great games that they've had and all these wins. They were on VHS tapes. they weren't even on DVD yet.
Well, were they in color?
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay, I wasn't going to participate because I don't usually do this, but I do have a shovel. And this goes to whoever made this decision in Anne Arundel County, where Jeremy and I live. Archbishop Spalding High School has been sitting there on New Cut Road for 50 years easy, probably longer than that. In their infinite wisdom, the Anne Arundel County Board of Education decided to build the new Severn Run High School directly across the street from Archbishop Spalding. The reason I think this deserves a shovel, drive by there at like 8 o'clock in the morning, see what that looks like. Drive by at 2:30 in the afternoon, see what that looks like. Or go by there one Friday night when they both got a home football game. How in the world do you have two high schools with enrollments of well over 1,000 right across the street from each other?
We've had calls about this, actually.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's stupid. I go to that dump over there all the time, so I kind of watched them build it, you know? And at first I heard it was going to be a middle school, and I said, well, okay. But a high school right across from Archbishop Spalding?
I mean, I'm always surprised. I've been bitching about this Falls Road thing. Like, the way I come to work, I guess they relined that road, old Pimlico right here.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it, and it used to be there were four lanes, two lanes on each side. Now they've created, on one end of the street, if you're turning right towards the end of it, there's two lanes, and then there's one on the other side. And then when you come to the other end of the street, it's flipped the other way. And there's that roundabout, and all, you're looking at the lines, you're going, who drew these things? Like, have you seen how crooked some of those lines are out there?
I used to tell Zeno, if you ever hear of me being arrested for killing somebody, it's going to be because of some crap that happened on Falls Road.
Yeah.
I promise you that. And the other thing about Falls Road, Falls Road deserves a shovel. Don't drive down Falls Road after it's been raining.
No.
Because you never know when those trees are coming down.
Oh, you that? Know? And you know what happened this morning?
No.
I saw every piece of wildlife in the streets. Deer. There was a fox that must have caught a rabbit or mouse that came running out in front of me. There's so many animals crossing the street. It's crazy. There's so many deer around this area.
Do the animals deserve a shovel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stupid ass animals. No.
Now, when I lived in Sykesville, we had a big deer problem. And I say problem is because, yeah, they're pretty and you know, they're peaceful and everything. But you know what they do, Jeremy? They come in your yard. And they start to do a inventory of the most expensive stuff. because that's the stuff they're going to eat first.
Yeah.
You know, just, no, nah, that's too cheap. You can save that for 2 days from now. Eat the real expensive stuff first. So
my wife had me come out in our backyard. She goes, there's a big snake back here. And I'm like, all right, I'll come back there. And I come back and I see it, and it is. It's a big black snake. I mean, it's probably 6-7 feet long. And she's like, well, what should we do? And I'm like, you know what? We got moles in the ground. And I said, let him live and take care of all the vermin that comes in here.
Let me tell you, if there's a 9-foot snake in my yard and they ask me what I want to do, I'm selling the damn house.
I'd have picked it up.
I don't do snakes at all. That's the one thing I'm really afraid of.
I love snakes.
Do you?
Yeah. I had a pet boa constrictor when I was younger. My dad, I'll tell this story. My dad was deathly afraid of snakes. And for it was just the three guys living together, me, my older brother, my dad, before he got remarried.
I bet that house was really tidy.
Oh, no. So the best part of it was that he bought me a boa constrictor and my cousin was feeding it and he left the top open and the snake got out.
Oh, boy.
So when we couldn't find the snake, no idea where it went. So if somebody found a boa constrictor years ago down in Bowley's Quarters, hats off to you. Well, we found a remote snake that we could put in my dad's bed that would slither to scare the hell out of him. He went happy about that one.
That's funny, but it's not funny at all. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's another good one. It reminded me. You talk about the three of you living together. Remember Arthur Jones, Ravens defensive lineman? All right. You know his brother Chandler. You know, had a great career with New England. I think Chandler Jones is still playing, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know if he is, because he went a little crazy at the end there.
And then their third brother, Bones Jones, John Jones, you know, is the MMA boxer. So I was talking to Arthur one time. We had him on one of our shows, and we're in commercial. And I said, well, with you and Chandler and John, I said, I bet your parents live in a real nice house. And he kind of laughed, and he said, well, it's the least we could do. I said, what do you mean? He said, after the holes we put in their old house.
Oh, I bet.
You imagine raising those three big donkeys?
Oh, man.
Trying to feed them and everything?
Don't let them get in a fight.
No.
Separating them.
You know what? I'm going with John if they get in a fight. Yeah. You know. But Arthur didn't have that long a career. He wasn't here that long.
No.
The other two did a lot better, but still, their parents. It was like when Wayne Kirby, I used to talk to him about that all the time, about him and Terry. His brother, they both made the pros at the same time. Yeah. And I said, I bet Mama's got a real nice house. And Wayne kind of smiled. He said, yeah, she does. All right, that is hour number two or three. Coming up next hour, Jeremy's going to have his daily line. That's coming up right after the top of the hour. We're going to have a weekend preview of the Orioles. And my main man, Kevin Ostreicher, going to join us at 9:30. So that's all coming up. Stick around. Big Bad Morning Show continues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.